And with me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, happy post-election.
Oh, it's always nice to be post-election.
No real surprises in the Fort Smith metro elections?
No, not at all. You had Representative Pitch win the Senate seat against Libertarian candidate. Representative Justin Boyd won his race against Democratic challenger Luke Pruitt, who was really his biggest challenge. So you had Judge David Hudson won the county seat.
Well, let's talk about the early voting numbers in Fort Smith. You've kind of analyzed them. What do those early voting numbers tell us?
Well, the early voting numbers, a couple of takeaways. One, just the increase. The early voting ended with almost 18,000 votes, 17,629 votes, up 36.2% compared with the early voting cycle in the comparable 2014 midterm cycle. Now, that early voting tally was also 55% of the total votes cast in the 2014 midterm. The other takeaway is that if the youth vote was supposed to come out, it didn't, at least not in Sebastian County. In the 18 to 34 age range, only 10.2% of the votes were in that demographic. Early voters, the 35 to 54 age group, were 25%, a little over 25%. And no surprise, the 55 and up group was 64.5% of the vote. So I think anecdotal evidence, and we're working on a story that gives this a statewide look, but the early voting numbers, I think, were up more than that for the younger demographic statewide. So not sure what the issue is, but the progressive folks who push for a more youthful voter turnout, they probably hope they'll do a better job in the next cycle, because 10.2% of the vote among the 18 to 34 age range is, well, it's just dismal, frankly.
That means 9 of the 10 people in that age range you meet in Fort Smith didn't vote.
That's a lot. That's a great way to put it, yes. So, look, that, for whatever your politics are, that's just not healthy for a democracy or for local government. So you want all groups involved. You want all groups participating.
Let's talk about trucks in downtown Fort Smith, something we've discussed before. There are ideas for rerouting them. Where do we stand on that?
Well, the Fort Smith Board of Directors has just approved money for a study, almost $152,000 study, to look at, you know, getting the traffic out with, you know, I don't have to tell you, Kyle, or any of your listeners, but there have been a lot of redevelopment, renovation, new activity in downtown Fort Smith. You had the Unexpected Festival, Steel Horse Rally, Peacemaker. There's a lot of restaurants coming in, residential living coming in, and we still have 18-wheelers rolling up and down the avenue, at least big parts of the avenue. Most of the downtown development experts that are here and that we bring in say that's no way to do it. You can't, that doesn't create a walkable, livable, pedestrian-friendly avenue. So they're going to study how to move the trucks around. Unfortunately, that part of the city, you know, you've got the bridge, the Garrison Avenue, feeds the bridge over into Oklahoma. So it is if you block trucks there and don't provide some kind of relief mechanism, it could be a choke point. They're going to study it. They're bringing in folks, not only members of the Central Business Improvement District, but OK Foods, who has a lot of truck traffic in the area, and some other companies with truck traffic. So it looks like it'll be a 6-month study. There is, how they've looked at this before, and there just wasn't enough political will to make it happen. I'm not a very good betting man. I stay away from Vegas. But my instincts tell me that there will be something come out of this. I think the political will is there. And I think even the folks who have opposed it in the past see what's going on in downtown. I'm not sure they want to be a part of anything that keeps that from continuing to develop.
I guess one of the upshots from this is there seems to be a route toward consensus.
Route toward it. Yeah, so where does that route take the truck?
Right, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, so I think that'll be the discussion now. So if we're going to move them off the avenue, how do we do it? So I think that And again, I could be 100% wrong, but I think the attitude now is, okay, let's get them off the avenue. But the debate used to be, do we get them off the avenue? I think that debate may be over. Now the debate is, okay, we're going to get them off the avenue. What do we do with them now?
Well, I've said this to others about you, Michael. You might He might be wrong, but he's never 100% wrong. We're going to see a new name on the talk business and politics side, aren't we?
Yes. Thanks for allowing me to get a plug in here. Tina Albee Dale, veteran reporter, over 23 years of experience, not only in newspaper, but in television news production, has joined us. Eric Mitchell, who is a reporter for us, moved on to take another great job for him. We're happy for him. But Tina joins us. She's already proven to be a great writer, great reporter. She has good news instincts. And that's kind of our, always been our philosophy at Talk Business. And then at the CityWire before that, I try to hire people that are smarter than me. And now some people will joke that doesn't really take much. But I try to hire people that are smarter than me and then just let them go do their job. And I think we've done that in this case. So just so our readers know, we have a new great reporter on board.
Well, Michael Tilley, never 100% wrong, hires people smarter than him, and is not going to be in the rain in the mid-30s tomorrow night for the LSU game, right?
No, I'm going to be probably wrapped up in a blanket on my couch at home.
Which is 100% right and smart, sir.
Hey, at least I get something right on this call.
That's right. Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. You can read more about these topics and many others around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Stay warm this weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.